Hello, my imaginary friends. Simon here, also known as SM2N, on Audioboo. It's the 4th of April, 2012. I'm Simon, this is my audio blog. And it's been a bit of a long day, so if I'm sounding tired again, I apologise in advance. But I've received some very interesting feedback on my boo yesterday about the YouTube and IODA situation I found myself in. It's very interesting observations of the companies involved and of how I'm appearing to react to the news and how I'm appearing to perceive it, as well as interesting information about just copyright in general, and let's say about found out more. I've learned a lot more about IODA, and YouTube and stuff. So, thank you very much to those of you that have responded. Acrobat, Snandy, and Omani Blog are the ones that that spring to mind. You know who you are. I wanted to sort of clarify my perspective. I think the thing that I was aggrieved about was the fact that this claimant made a claim to copyright on content contained in my YouTube video that I published 3 years ago. I published it on YouTube 3 years ago. I'm not sure when I published it. I might have published it elsewhere before. But anyway, they've received a copyright claim, but they seem to have, by default, they have just assumed that it's correct and applied whatever sanctions that they would with immediate effect. And I think that's a bit that surprises me a bit. Now I understand that obviously they haven't got the resources to investigate and make their own judgment call on every single claim that comes in from a copyright holder or a publisher or whatever. They haven't got the resources to do all of that, but I wonder whether a more even-handed approach might be to write to the YouTube user, in this occurrence, and say, okay, we've received a claim, would you like to respond to this claim within the next 7 days or 5 days or 3 days or something, and if we don't hear a response from you in 3 days, then we will enact whatever changes that is. So at least wait or allow me as the defendant, I suppose, to have my say before, just given the opportunity to have my say before it's acted upon. I don't know, is that naive of me? I don't know, with legislation that was going around last year, was it last year or was it earlier this year? I think with, haven't Apple become, got in the news quite a lot for instantly taking things down while they investigate or while the parties investigate, whether it's apps in the App Store or media in iTunes, or I can't remember exactly the specifics, but the kind of the default thing is first of all take it down, then investigate. So certainly my YouTube video has not been taken down. So it doesn't say, it's not as extreme as that. But yeah, I guess that's what I was probably more saying, thinking a more reasonable, even-handed approach would be to just reach out to the user first and give them a set period of time. Doesn't have to be a long period of time, but a set period of time to set their case before doing whatever they're going to do. So, yeah, I think that's where I was coming from, really. So I hope that sort of explains. But anyway, what else can I say? So I've done a little bit of research into the IODA PromoNet that Slandy pointed out. And I think, looking into it now, the scenario seems to be that that a musician called End User publishes their music via various record labels, and those various record labels then publish it via publish it via IODA, that one of those pieces of music was used by the poet in this particular case, and that poet presumably, you know, got permission to use that music in their video. Possibly through IODA PromoNet, possibly through some other means. I don't know exactly how, but yes, that poet got permission to use that video. Sorry, use that music in their video. Use the music to underscore the poetry performance, and used another artist to do some video work on it. I don't know whether that was work that had already been done by someone else and it was just mixed in with their permission, or whether it was done specifically for this poetry project. But the piece of music seems to have been a standalone published piece of music, which was used with permission, and then that whole video was then obviously delivered to me with permission to publish for my podcast that I was doing at the time. So, does that put me in a difficult situation? Because I have used the video with permission, and the video uses music with permission. But does that mean that I'm permitted to use that video in its entirety, including the music? Or should I, in theory, have reached out to that video, to that poet, and said, well, who else was involved in making this video, and sought permission from those people as well? Interesting. I don't know. I'd be interested to hear what people think about that, because it could be a salutary tale, and maybe I should just comply, therefore, with whatever is presented to me. One final footnote to add would be that 2.5 hours, roughly, after I put in my my dispute to YouTube to say how I was given written permission by the poet, right, to use the video, it's been rejected. The message came back 2.5 hours later saying, IODA have reviewed your dispute and they reinstate their copyright claim. And then there's no button that I can press now to further dispute it if I felt I wanted to. And I'm also really not sure about that. Why? What? They've reinstated their claim and YouTube are therefore, they seem to be just, you know, accepting that from IODA. IODA obviously are bigger than me, so therefore maybe it would make sense for YouTube to kind of err on the side of IOTA, at least in the short term. But, you know, regardless of the specifics of this particular case, just because the person that claimed said, oh, I've read your dispute, and I still think my claim was valid, that should be the end of it, as far as YouTube are concerned. Why should the claimant be the judge? Surely the judge should be someone else. That hears the argument from the claimant and the defendant, or whatever my role is in this, the disputer. Surely that should be a separate body that makes that judgment call, shouldn't it? Or does it really just have to go and be taken to court? In the meantime, YouTube, yeah, they're going to side with IOTA because they're bigger than me. So I suppose that's fairly normal, isn't it? Understandable that YouTube should act in that way. So there we are. There's some more thoughts on that. And sincere thanks to everyone who's commented. And I'll be interested to hear what other thoughts this all the additional stuff I've learned and shared with you in this boo, what other comments and opinions that inspires you to share here on Audioboo. So yeah, thank you very much. Take care of yourselves and speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.